Welcome to the Lord's Day on April 26, 2020. Let us pray with Psalm 95, verse 6 and 7. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and sheep of His hand. Amen. Today is the last message on the series of the woman's offspring. We focus on Miriam and how Bible teaches about her special role as sister to her brothers and the role of her brothers for her in return. Bible reading comes from the chapters of Exodus 2 and 15 and Numbers chapter 12 and 26. Exodus chapter 2 verse 7 and 8. Then Miriam, his sister, asked her, the princess, "Shall I go and call a Hebrew woman to nurse the baby for you? Please do," she answered. So the girl went down and brought the baby's own mother. Exodus chapter 15, verse 1. Then Moses and the Israelites sang the song to the Lord. "I will sing to the Lord because He has won a glorious victory. He has thrown the horses and their riders into the sea." 20 and 21, the prophet Miriam, Aaron's sister, took her tambourine, and all the women followed her, playing tambourines and dancing. Miriam sang for them, "Sing to the Lord because He has won a glorious victory. He has thrown the horses and their riders into the sea." We move on to Numbers chapter 12. Moses married a Cushite woman, and Miriam and Aaron criticized him for it. They said, "Has the Lord spoken only through Moses? Hasn't He also spoken through us?" The Lord heard what they said. The Lord was angry with them. And so as He departed and the cloud left the tent, Miriam's skin was suddenly covered with a dreaded disease and turned as white as snow. When Aaron looked at her and saw that she was covered with a disease, he said to Moses, "Please, sir, do not make us suffer this punishment for our foolish sin. Don't let her become like something born dead with half its flesh eaten away." So Moses cried out to the Lord, "O God, heal her." Miriam was shut out of the camp for 7 days, and the people did not move on until she was brought back in. Numbers chapter 26, verse 59. The tribe of Levi consisted of the clans of Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Kohath was the father of Amram, who was married to Levi's daughter, Jochebed, who was born in Egypt. She bore Amram 2 sons, Aaron and Moses, and a daughter, Miriam. Today's message has 3 points. First, gift of sisterhood. Second, danger from a sisterhood. Third, restoring a sisterhood. First, sisterhood by woman, a gift from God and for their man brothers. God initially created man, not well-rounded being, but if you will, as an X-shaped elliptical creature in need of emotional buttress and social support. Every other creation ends with an exclamation remark from God, "It is good." Then in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, when it came to man, God said, "It is not good for the man to live alone. I will make a suitable companion to help him." It is humbling to recognize in it God's providential wisdom to plan a creational intention of a structural incompleteness in man, waiting for the help and understanding from woman counterpart for the man to reach a wholesome unit, the completeness. In this regard, Gloria Steinem, the spokesperson for the first generation of the feminist movement, her quote from the Australian politician, "And the woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle." It captures the uneven relationship between man and woman. But the truth is that even the fish still needs water to swim in. Bible and its covenant story help us, men and women, to value, cherish, and meet together as partners of God's grace of life. That's the story that men and women and to swim in together. As Peter summed it up aptly from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, says, since she is a woman, and grant her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life. The rule sets for wife and for mother are defined by society, conditioned by culture, exclusive to and confined within the family, depending on the ideal family. In any way, it is reinforced by the instinct from nature. That is why having more than one wife or one mother complicates the relationship, calls for hardship, because the role is not originally designed to carry more than one. One may still try to manage more, but that overload would weigh heavy and take a painful toll on the members. However, it is not so with the sisters. It is different with the sisters. Sisters fill the gap and distance for men between the mother and the wife. Within the framework of God's saving work, sisters play an important role. Unlike mother and wife, sister is a step away. Sister can be flexible for her role to her brothers as the situation requires of her to play. Miriam, natural deal maker, keen on the opportunity, played the role of a bridge maker between her mother and the princess, adopting mother. And also she played the role of a song composer and also mobilizer of an all-woman mass singing and dance group in support of Moses, her key brother, in a national political scene. We've seen examples of this in North Korea, even in today's, the overlapping and overarching relationship between Kim Jong-un and his sister, Kim Yo-jong. Sisterhood would bring out the best qualities in woman. For Miriam, it was her care and undivided attention to her key brother Moses to survive and later to fulfill his calling, make out in the world. She found the deal-making ability in her because somebody had to do something in support of her brother. After successfully crossing the Red Sea, Moses composed the victory song like a national anthem to unite the former slaves into a nation. In a spur of moment decision, she mastered the ability using the only first line out of the Moses' 18 elongated lines, making a catchy song like a commercial song, move the multitude of movement in a parade of marching dance, and complete Moses' initiative to lead the newly found nation to an uncertain future of the wilderness. The intention was as much political as spiritual, and Bible does not hesitate to call Miriam as a prophet. Do you want to find the best potential in you, experiencing the extraordinary feel of God, the greatness in your life? Is there someone or something in you that you care so deep and heart-wrenching that you simply persist in the act of care and attention-giving like Miriam, following the basket of reeds? Wouldn't let go of the eyes off from the humble basket until opportune time came for her key brother to survive, make it out in the world. Having the persistence in care and attention are needy condition, but the worth and the work of outcome will be determined by the object of your care and attention. Please make sure that you devote yours to the worthy cause of the good news, the gospel, to the worthiest person, Jesus Christ. Jesus himself summed it up during the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Where is your treasure? Where do you devote your attention, your care? Second, danger from a sisterhood. At this point, I want to switch the message at a different gear. The biggest setback for Miriam came not because she was found shortchanged in caring and attention, but because she was too invested in her brother and in her brother's mission and too involved in the ministry and making her contribution. Gradually too big, she lost her rightful place, letting her to sit on the judgment seat, not just over personal matter of Moses, her brother, but over God's revealed way of leading the nation to the promised land through Moses, the type of Jesus to come. And she said, has the Lord spoken only through Moses? Hasn't he also spoken through us? Do you recognize a subtle but clear shift of judgment seat, the measuring scale to discern the good and evil, right and wrong, from God's revelation given through Moses to human reasoning and collective experience of man, in her case, between her and her brother Aaron? The fact that Miriam precedes Aaron in the order suggests that Miriam was the chief instigator and Aaron followed his sister's lead. It was the Garden of Eden revisited. Miriam, until recently, played a blessed role of Eve's offspring, then fell back to the role of a temptress woman and successfully enticed her brother, the high priest Aaron, another Adamic figure, into a satanic scheme of revolt against Moses, a forerunner and type of savior Jesus to come in the covenant community's pilgrim's journey toward the promised land. For whatever situation might be behind the reason for the contention in the family and played out in the national scene, Moses' action of choosing the Cushite, actually it's a black woman, as the origin of either Ethiopian or Sudanese, that background, as his wife, was reckoned as inconsiderate and bitterly protested by the family members, and they must have their legitimate reasons and concerns. My guess is that Moses probably shared a part of a blame for it, but it is one thing to criticize Moses' action, but quite another thing to attempt to replace Moses as a leader of a covenant community whom God clearly shown and appointed. Miriam and Aaron based their credentials for the job of Moses upon their superior assumed moral character and spiritual experiences they accumulated, then the revealed will from God. No matter how good and powerful preacher one may be, but that human words, a human being, you do not, cannot, shall not replace the only revealed word of God, the Bible. No matter how good and wonderful acts and miraculous deeds one may perform, and you do not, shall not replace that person with Jesus, the Son of God, the only Savior. It is one thing that you complain and lament about the family and the church at their current stage for their lack of and distortions by and dysfunctionality in them, but you don't dare deny the institution of family and church as God's covenant gift and means of grace. You shall not try to attempt to replace it with other man-made social construction and the whims of man-made ideas and philosophies. Bible is the word of covenant from God, the revealed revelation. Family and church together are the institution of the revealed covenant by God. One of the most striking differences of this institution, of this word, the revelation, setting apart from other worldly things, is that in these gifts of God, does one see the presence of God and God's personally invested salvation work and plan to testify that on these are the from God. Third, restoring of sisterhood. As soon as God pronounced his displeasure, God departed from the tent of the meeting, and the cloud that signifies the Lord's presence left the tent. To help you understand, we go to the last chapter of the Exodus, chapter 40 and verse 33. Moses set up the enclosure around the tent and the altar and hung the curtain as the entrance of the enclosure. So he finished the work. Then the cloud covered the tent, and the dazzling light of the Lord's presence filled it. Aaron found Miriam covered with a white purse of leprosy. Miriam, in her pretentious exhibition of her ability, accomplishment, did not realize that it was the Lord, that his protection, who along the wilderness journey to protect her from all outside evils. In the meanwhile, God had to endure the stench smell of her self-righteousness and sense of accomplishment on her own, to her credit. God did not need Miriam nor Aaron, but decided to stay with them and gave them a meaningful role because of the Moses, not the person of Moses, but the real Moses to come in the person of Jesus Christ. Same is true with us. When tabernacle was finished, God has come down from the mountain and stay with the people. But at this, their act of revolt, God was turned off and he departed. And the protection came along with it, also departed from them. And they had to face who they really were, as a bone, as a sinner, and the wicked and depraved flesh. COVID-19 is like God's uncovering of his protection over just one virus, and the whole world buckled to its knees. People wonder how this can happen. But the correct way of putting the question, biblically speaking, may be how this has not happened all the time and just this time only. Man, without God's mercy and grace and protection, is what it's like with Miriam and her body full of decaying sign of death and defilement. We need to ask for God's presence coming back and cover over us. Aaron, through he himself was the high priest, recognized his fault and guilt. And he immediately turned toward Moses, recognizing him the sole mediator, his brother, and the office was more than his human eyes could see. It was to see the Messiah. It was the type of Messiah to come. And for us, it was the type of Messiah to have come. Only could Moses render an effective prayer to the Father. It is the same with us. It is only through Jesus Christ our prayer will render a response from God. That's why at the end of prayer, we say, we pray in your sons, in Jesus' precious name. Moses, also forgetting all the harsh feelings, cried out to the Lord, "O God, hear her, my sister, It was a brother's job in the house and in the house of God to pray for his. Miriam, the sisters, bring the healing. Brothers, we need to lift up our hands upward to heaven. We are wanted. These brothers in prayer wanted to restore the broken sisters in the family, in the church, in community, in the workplace. We brothers have taken for granted way too long for our sisters' sacrificial giving. It is about time they need to have our prayer, our support. They need to be restored to the sisterhood as Eve's offspring in order for our brothers to be restored, to take the place, to complete the role of Adam's offspring, so that woman's offspring, Jesus Christ, and the person and work and word, his message, good news, came forth and to the world through us. In God's salvation plan, woman, man, the Eve's and Adam's offspring are bound together to serve the one and only woman's offspring who will trample over the devil's head. Restoration of a woman as the Eve's offspring is not only personal but also communal one. The whole of Israelites waited for Miriam to return. And when Miriam returned, they were able to move. In Old Testament times, during the wilderness, Israelites, they would not and could not move unless the cloud of God's presence directed them. Which means that when Miriam returned, this cloud showing the God's presence, God's glory also returned with Miriam. What does it suggest? It suggests that while Miriam was outside of Israel's camp, it was God who departed from the camp of Israelites to go after Miriam in her solitary confinement of the camping outside and give her the protection that's needed until that 7 days. The miraculous work of salvation also needed 7 days, seven to come back. And they resumed the journey toward the next destination. So finally, in Numbers chapter 26, verse 59, you see the name Miriam proudly said in the genealogy of Levites that she is fully restored as sister of Aaron and Moses, part of God's priesthood. Dear brothers, let us work together in accepting our woman as co-heirs of the grace of God. We'll cherish them and pray and care for them. We'll fulfill our covenant mission of restoring woman and their rightful place as a bearer of Jesus and his good news. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 50, Jesus declared to the crowd, "Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother, sister, and mother." We man and woman are in the kingdom of God together and move forward toward to the kingdom to come together. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your wonderful message for the past 4 weeks. And we have seen how the woman's offspring, the Jesus Christ, came about through Eve's offsprings. And it is also Adam's offspring, our man's role to support and pray for them. So in this regard, and they can also buttress and become one unit of Christ, body of Christ, as a family, as a church, as a community. We pray in your Son's precious name. Amen.